been stationed on Space to Ground 2 for Opsy products and maybe Hypervisor 4.
Hey, you got us bright and early. We're listening. Go ahead.
Yeah, we just noticed that our Ops products, at least Optimus, doesn't seem to be loading for us. Opened up Pingmaster and saw that Hypervisor 4 was not responding, and Hypervisor 4 seems to have a blank screen. Just wanted to check in with you guys. I'm not sure if a reboot Hypervisor 4 would fix that or if that's something you wanted us to do.
Yeah, and Chris, you stumped us a little bit because Pluto is not here, but we do agree that power cycling will probably be the best bet to fix the computer, so you're go to do that.
Copy that. I'm going to power cycle Hypervisor 4. Thanks. Houston, Chris on 2. Looks like a power cycle of Hypervisor 4 brought it back to life, and Optimus seems to be back up for us.
Awesome. We are very happy to help.
Huntsville, Chris on 2. Glacier 1 desk and swap is complete.
And Huntsville copies.
Huntsville station on 2 for ETSO.
We're with you on 2 for ETSO. Go ahead.
Yeah, just letting you know I'm on step 5.2 and I have the node 2 cam 1 up instead of 2 if that's okay.
And we copy. Right now we're in a KULL. And that's fine. Right now we're in a KULLS, so when we come back AOS, we'll get it routed.
Yep, I realize that. And are you guys okay there with me continuing the procedure in 5.2 without camera fees?
You are go to press. Thanks for the heads up.
Copy you.
Scan station checks on 2 for go, and Brian processor brought our change out. Step 2.1, or 2.15.1.
Hey, Jack, good check. Yep, that safing is in place. You are go.
Oh, thanks. Houston station checks on 2. In step 4.2.5, the new bladder, serial number 135, is installed and mated.
And Jack, Houston copies. Good serial number. Thank you.
Houston station checks on 2, looking for a go in step 2.4, recycle tank drain.
Step 2.4, you are go.
Go in 2.4.
Huntsville station on 2 for ETSO.
And we're with you on 2.
Yeah, I had cleanup kit serial number 32480, but I didn't use any of the contents, so I'll just put it back where it came from.
We copy. Thank you for that information.
Houston station, Jackson 2. In step 2.8.1, I have a Yadav mark line only, serial number 1316.
1316, good number.
Fill station on 2. So since I finished early, you need me your go for the cold stowage that is just after this one.
We copy. Yeah, you blitzed through that activity, so you are go to the next activity.
All right, copy. We'll go.
Bye, Jessica. Thanks for the wave.
Anytime. Have a good one.
Station Jackson 2, is that 2.14? The UPA is configured for a cycle tank drain. You're go to proceed with the command to drain.
Copy all. We'll put that in work.
And station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Jack and Merlin.
So station Jackson 2.
Good morning, Jack. We just wanted to tag up with you for that line 3 of your execution note. We are curious if you needed to remove that Merlin drawer and stow it.
Yeah, I was just going to call and chat with you. I got 11 bricks in. So right now in Merlin 2 are all 12 bricks, 8 desiccants, and a 1 Ziploc bag with I can't remember what the label said. But I can look in if you need to. With the drawer in, I could only get the 11 brick. I could only get 11 of the 12 bricks in. I don't think the desiccant or that Ziploc bag made a difference in the 12. It's just kind of the geometry of everything. But I got the drawer out, and now I've got all 12 in, the desiccant and the Ziploc bag, and there's probably actually room for another brick or two in there.
And we copy. And can we get the label on the Ziploc bag?
Yeah, the Ziploc bag is looks like a 6x6 Ziploc bag, and it says bad chip on disk extracted from Merlin 2, GMT 153.
And we copy. Thank you so much for that information. That is expected.
Awesome. Sounds great. And I will stow the drawer. Thanks for that extra third note to help me make it all fit. That was great.
We're always happy to help.
Houston Station Jax on 2. Looking for the earliest time I can do my 9:30 recycle tank drain activity.
Hey, Jack, you're reading our minds. You are go now. Step 3.1.2, the drain commanding is complete, so you can start that whenever.
Hey, 3.1.2 is complete, and I can start my 9:30 activity whenever. Thanks. I will start in about 5 minutes.
Sounds like a plan.
Houston Station Jax on 2 in step 5.8 of the recycle tank fill. The EPA fill drain valve is in fill, and the compressor port is untapped.
Jack, we copy all. Good config. Thank you.
Still Station Jax on 2.
Jack, Tunsil's with you on 2.
This is for Shankini, I guess, until we get 3 back. We just want to make sure we're on the right page in step 6, if you're ready for the question.
Then we're ready for the question. Go ahead.
Okay. Just starting off with we've got the tissue bag labeled X1 that had 3 tissue samples in it, 1, 2, and 3. And we think we're taking sample 1. And we're attaching sample syringe serial number 1 alpha to it. Is that right?
And that's a good understanding.
Okay, great. And then in step 6.1.3, we've got the sample, for instance, sample syringe 1 alpha connected to tissue sample 1. Let me restart. We have sample syringe 1 alpha with the plunger tool attached, and step 6.1.3 says to push that plunger tool to a hard stop to remove all air from the syringe. We pushed it a little bit to get the air out, but there's still a couple milliliters of liquid, and then we think if we push to the hard stop, all that liquid will come out. So we think it's either a choice to push the plunger tool to a hard stop or just a little bit to remove all air, and look for some guidance on that.
And we're checking.
And Jack, we are here with you and Sophie on 2, and I apologize, that push to the hard stop is actually an incorrect step. So you would just attach the sample syringe and pull to the black line, which is at 2.5 mil. So thank you for catching that, and yes, sorry about that.
Okay, and one more clarification. I think you said pull to a black line. Are we pushing? Okay, stand by. Okay, so just so my understanding is right, we do indeed, in step 6.1.3, we do indeed push on the plunger tool to remove air, and that's just a little bit. It's not all the way to the hard stop. And then in 6.1.4, we're going to pull to the black line, which is equivalent to 2.5 milliliters.
So ignore the pushing step. There is no pushing. So the sample syringe alpha is connected, and the first action is pulling to 2.5 mil.
Okay, perfect. We will do that going forward. Just as a note, in the first sample, we did push just a little bit, and just like, trying to remove some air, and maybe a tenth of a milliliter came out into the gauze pad. There clearly wasn't much air there. We were just pushing until we saw a little bit of liquid, and then we did the pull to the 2.5 milliliters. But starting with sample 2 and on, we'll do it as we've just talked about.
Copy that, and thank you so much for calling down. That was a great catch, both of you. We appreciate it.
Okay, we're going to keep pressing, and we'll see you on 3 here in just a few moments.
Copy all, Jack. Thank you.
Huntsville Station, Jack's on 2 for step 6.1.7.
And Jack, we are still with you.
Awesome. We just completed serial number 3, and the if block of 6.1.7 says to seal the sample return back blue, and we do see sample return back blue labeled serial number X, but we don't have additional sample return bags, so where are we going to put samples 4 through 9?
And one sample return bag.
Jack, that is correct. There's only one sample return bag that will get all 9 syringes. So you can put the first 3 in there, and then we'll be putting more in there later.
Great. Copy. So we've completed through 3, and I think that puts us into 6.2, or do I have to go get more samples now?
Negative, you go to 6.2, so you're going to take bag number 1 and attach the 1 Bravo syringe.
Right, we'll move into 6.2. Eastern Station, Jackson 2, climb on.
With you on 2, go ahead.
Hoping for some flexibility on my offload day-to-day swap. Just give me a window. Ideally, I can just have a window in which I could do it as I move between the LSG support. And also looking for some flex in the WHC tasks. I like to time it, so I start that after Sophie gets out of LSG, and then the second part of it would slide a little bit into my midday meal, if that will work for you.
Yeah, Jack, absolutely no issues pushing your orange WHC activities to the right. For UTS, the Ethos team actually saw a minor anomaly right now that they're looking into and talking to the specialist about, so we're going to have to get back to you on that one, and we're actively working it. But WHC is go to move to the right.
Okay, copy. I'll plan on the WHC a little bit to the right, and I'll give you some more specific times when we figure out the LSG timeline this morning, and I'll stand by on the UTS.
Sounds like a plan.
Houston Station checks on cue for microbial capture device stowage note.
We're listening.
Looks like there should be a stowage note for this, the microbial capture device, but I do not see it on the iPad or the SSC.
Hey, Jack, that is a good catch. We're going to look into it and get back to you on that.
Okay, awesome. Thanks.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Jack and Fable.
Excellent, too.
Hey, Jack, we're just letting you know that you are go for your next Odyssey insert to grab Fable. Additionally, while we have you, it would be greatly helpful if you can help focus the camera for LSG.
Okay, I will put the next Fable in work, and we'll focus the camera when I'm over there.
Station Houston on 2 for Jack and 2 timeline items.
I'm here for it on the deuce.
Hey, Jack. First one's for UPA. It was just a minor error code, no impact. We cleared it. So we are go to start that last activity, the offload swap, whenever you are. We just ask that we get that done by 1100 for flexibility. How copy?
Copy. That should definitely be possible. I will... if I got time to do it before the next swap, LSU swap, I will, but it might happen the other order. I'll just check in with them first.
Okay, yep, copy all, and I'm sure you realize this, but we can give you preemptive go in step 3.1 of that activity. And then the next item is for MCD and the stow note. We do apologize on that one. Definitely a miss on our end. A little off script here. You're via Capcom email. If it doesn't have it already, should have the stow note as a screenshot. I just sent it up to you, so it might take a while to sync. So apologies for going off script on that one.
Yeah, no worries. That's a perfect solution. I will check my via Capcom for that stow note and copy up here to go 3.1 of the UTS swap, and I'll let you know when I get started.
Sounds good. And yep, and that's step 3.1.
3.1.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Jack and Fable.
Stand Station Jackson on 2. A new Yeti Bay for the swap out is 1460.
1460, good number.
Houston Station. Jack's on 2 and step 3.10. The urine transfer compressor hose with the bevel green tape is connected to the Padacha Dablani on 1460.
Good config, and Jack, really appreciate the flexibility this morning as we work through that minor issue. Thank you.
Bruce.
Houston, station on 2, stow track 197.18.
We're listening. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask you guys to help me out with a little bit of big picture. So to access this double cold bag, I'm going to have to unpack the whole upper port area of Dragon just because of the way that the support structures are in Dragon and access to the double cold bags. And so when I unpack that, I just wanted to double check if there's anything else we're going to be needing to do with those double cold bags or get out of that area before I, repack it back together.
Hey, Chris, good question. We are checking.
Thank you.
Station Houston on 2 for Chris and stowage.
Chris on 2.
Hey, Chris, great question earlier. There are actually 3 other steps in stow track that reference getting ice bricks. They are 201.07 and then 202.05 and 06. So I recommend performing those and looking at those earlier as a get-ahead to minimize you going back and forth like you suggested.
Okay, yeah, copy all. I will see what I can do about pre-staging those. Thank you.
Houston Station, Jack's on 2 for WHC flush tank fill and deep breaths. Looking for a go in 2.2.
2.2, you have a go.
On the deuce, and I'm going deuce.deuce. Work on the deuce machine.
We love it.
Houston Station, checks on 2. Wondering about the timing, if I could hop into the UTS second train event on my schedule.
Yeah, Jack, we're ready for you, and you're going step 2.4.
Happy saving a place. I'm going step 2.4.
And Jack, we're back with you on 2 regarding that tank fill. We're actually going to get you to hold on that and start the tank on time and help with the Odyssey ops.
Houston Station, sorry, you got stuck on a little bit there. Can you say again, Jack?
Yeah, Jack, sorry about that. We're going to need you to actually hold on the tank activity to help with the Odyssey ops in about 1 minute.
Okay, just so we're on the same page now, I think I just finished the recycle tank drain. There wasn't a lot here. I just had to connect the compressor hose and switch the UPA fill drain to drain, both of which are done. I can undo them and then go get the samples for Chris or Lee does it. Let me know.
We're good. Sorry about that. You're just way quicker than we thought. Thanks so much.
That's so efficient on 2 for both.
So with Andrew, Jessica.
Just checking, I'm getting my blood tubes out, and it doesn't actually usually tell us which serial number kit to get the blood tubes from. I see in the notes that it tells me a backup kit, 1237, and that is the only one that has heparin tubes in it currently in the purple drawer. There were no heparin tubes in kit 1234, so I'm assuming I can grab 3 of those from 1237.
I'm checking. Jessica, we are back with you on 2, and that is good. You can grab those from whatever kit you need, so we will make a note of that on the ground. And then at the end, you can also just leave a crew note for all of these if you want, or call down, whatever is convenient.
Cool. Okay, yeah, I'll put the tube info in the crew note. Thank you. Facilitation on 2 for Netarax.
We are with you on 2, Jessica.
I was just wondering if you guys are okay with me doing that activity a bit early.
We are ready whenever you are.
Okay, I'll get started then, and I will use node 2, camera 1.
And we copy, Jessica.
Houston Station, checks on 2 for stow track line 201.02.
Go ahead, Jack, we're with you.
I'm trying to verify the Missy sample is present, and I think it is. I just want to double check. What I do have in this bag is a Missy bag, inner large. It doesn't quite match the OPNOM on the list, and I got a part number if that's helpful.
Yeah, send it, Jack.
It matches there what's on the item except for the last six digits. So the last six digits on this are 226-002.
We're checking.
Houston, station checks on 24, so check step 201.03.
Go ahead, Jack, we're with you.
Just want to double check. It seemed like all of the items inside the CTD matched the items that are supposed to go into the ECOC, into the Ziploc, and then get repacked in the return bag. So this 2.0 CTD 5065 is empty. Is that what you guys were expecting? I guess that means I put it in the empty CTD pantry.
And we're checking, Jack. All right, Jack, sorry about the wait. We're happy with you to stow that CTB in the pantry.
Awesome, thanks.
Station Manicon Space to Ground 2, the Sophie, no response required. For your information, we are having some issues on the ground, but we will be back with you when they are solved.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Jack and Stowage. And Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Jack and Stowage.
Still Station on 2 for Odysseus.
Just go with you on 2.
Yeah, just checking if we think that this instance running out on time for Chris or when I should expect it.
We think we'll be ready in about 15 to 20 minutes, and I can give you a call as we get a little closer.
That sounds perfect. Thank you.
And Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Jack and Stowage.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Jessica and Odyssey Ops.
And Station on 2 for Ricardo.
Go ahead on 2.
Hey, Aaron. I was calling back. I think that you had called for Jack, and since I have a little bit of extra time right now, he's going to move to his regen stuff. He gave me some handover, so I think I could take the answer for that and pick up those last couple tips.
All right, thanks for that, Jessica. We'll get you to continue with your Odyssey stuff for now, and then I'll have you pick up the stowage question after.
Okay, yeah, I was waiting for Huntsville to call me into that Odyssey. They weren't ready yet.
And Jessica, this is Huntsville. We are ready now. Perfect timing when you called. So if you wouldn't mind doing that for us, we'd appreciate it.
Okay, I'll put that in work, and then Aaron, I'll give you a call back.
Thank you.
Houston, station checks on 2 for go and 3.1.2 of UTS strain of brine processor.
And we're go for you to start that, Jack. In part de.
Go in part de.
Houston, station on 2 for cargo.
Go ahead, Jessica, we're with you.
Yeah, I was just seeing if you had an answer for that. I think that you had called Jack when he was down at Dragon, so we were thinking maybe you had an answer to his question.
Yes, I did. We actually think you handled the item in step 20102 a little while ago, and we just wanted to confirm that Jack actually found that item double bag. There should be an outer bag. That's what we're just hoping that that item was found in. I'm wondering if you could double check that Missy sample carrier is double bagged.
Yeah, these were the ones that Sophie and I wrapped up earlier this week, last week. I don't know, losing track of time. I think his question was that it was a different number than expected, and I know that Sophie and I did more than one. So we were thinking if it happened to be the wrong number. I remember that one was also packed. I think it was in a bag in the basement, so maybe they just got switched.
Yeah, we were expecting an outer bag on that one, and that's a sample. Or that's the number that we were expecting to see is the outer bag number, not the inner bag.
Oh, okay. I can go double check with him about the numbers, but it is definitely in an outer bag. Sophie and I packed those and we put them into two bags. So I can go visually verify that we're talking about the same one, but I don't think we have any other Misty sample carriers that were recently packed that are going down on SpaceX, and I can confirm they are all in outer bags.
That would be great for us, Jessica, if you could confirm that it's in an outer bag and an inner bag. We'll be happy with that.
Okay, yeah, I'm saying that I can confirm it because Sophie and I were the ones that did it. We packed them all in inner and outer bags. But I guess the only question remaining then is, can you confirm there aren't any other missing sample carriers in play that could be leading to the confusion?
Thanks for that clarification. Yeah, we'll check and get back to Jessica. Thanks.
Okay, and I'll go take a look at it and make sure it is exactly how I remember it, and I'll check with Jack as well, and then I'll check back in with you.
That's perfect. Thank you.
Houston, Station Jack's on the deuce for UK filtering.
We're with you, Jack.
Houston, Station in step 5.6 and 5.8. The brine supply line QD is demated from the clatter. On the bladder QD, the UPA fill drain valve is in the fill position, and the fill drain valve compressor port cap is removed.
That's a good report, Jack. Thank you. And Station Houston on Spacer Ground 2 for Jack and your tank RNR.
Houston, Jack's with you on 2.
Hey, Jack, we're ready for you to start your next activity. I just want to point you to Figure 5, if you've got your tablet with you. There is some additional hardware that's not depicted in that image. You'll find a flash drive and a cable taped to the back of the panel. It might make opening that panel and accessing it a little challenging, so you're welcome to just untape it and get it out of your way. Just don't disconnect the USB drive.
All right. I will pay attention to that and remember installing that USB drive just a few weeks ago.
That makes it easy. Thank you.
I think you implied it, that's a go in step 2.1. Is that right?
You are go, yes.
There's also an interesting note here that says, check with you guys for possible deltas due to anomaly report 11388.
So that's accounted for in XGP, and that's step 2.10.
Okay, great. And one last question here. In 2.1, it says if GPA fail, goes into alarm. And I see it on the board, but it doesn't look like it's actually in alarm right now. Is that right?
That's correct, Jack. It's not in alarm.
All right, awesome. I'll get started.
Sensational tube for storage.
Go ahead, Jessica.
Yeah, I can confirm that that is the correct missy sample carrier. I think Jack wasn't familiar with those shrimp craft bags, and he was looking through and reading the inner bag, because you can see it through the outer bag, and the outer bag label was actually kind of folded underneath, and it was small in a corner, so anyway, I verified that the outer bag is there, and it is the one that Sophie and I packed earlier this week.
That is great news, Jessica. There's a lot of effort on our end to make sure what was going on here, so we appreciate you to check. That gives us a lot of warm and fuzzies down here. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. It's definitely in the right configuration. Thanks. Sensation on 2 for PEC.
We're with you on 2.
Hey, Aaron, I am trying to join. I'm at the link, and it just says someone will let me in soon. I did try to send my Acer message as well, but I haven't had any entry.
We're checking.
Need an update. I just got let in. Thank you.
Glad to hear it.
Sensation Jack's on 2 for step 3.4.
Go ahead, Jack.
QD 41 Foxtrot does not want to disconnect from QD 41 Alpha Mike. Looking for some troubleshooting or some other techniques to help me disconnect.
Okay, sounds good. We're checking. Hey, Jack, we're back with you on 2. Thanks for hanging out. We're just wondering if you could tell us a little bit more about how these two QDs are stuck. Will the collar pull back and not turn? What are you seeing?
Yeah, sure. The collar will come back the normal amount, and then I can get, like, a couple degrees of rotation, and then it's just physically difficult to rotate it any further.
That's good data. Thanks for checking. Hey, Jack, this is a bit of an unusual signature for these low-pressure QDs, so we're going to need a couple minutes, and we'll come back to you with a story and some follow-on actions. We think you were here a few weeks ago doing ops in this area, but we need a bit of time to get our story together for you.
Okay. Sounds like you guys want a few minutes. That is great, and I'll be standing by.
And Station Houston on 2 for Jack and your tank RNR.
I'm ready.
You are ready. Look at those goggles you got on. Listen, we're not going to have an answer for you before your exercise, so if you're comfortable with the panel config and there isn't a lot of strain on those hoses, you can do a temp config with a bungee or something just to make sure those hoses aren't under strain. You're welcome to go do your exercise, and we'll come back with an answer after your CBIS or ARED.
Okay, sounds good. I will
probably do one of the Velcro straps on the side of it, on the left access panel there, to kind of keep things generally where they're at. Doesn't seem like there's a lot of strain. And then I'll get an exercise standby for further words.
Yeah, thanks so much. Just check back with us when you're done your first exercise. Thank you.
Houston Station, Jackson 2. I had Sophie give it a go, and her bigger muscles were able to disconnect it. So it's that the QD is disconnected, and I'm happy to proceed with this. You guys are happy with that fine?
Yeah, we're happy for you to proceed, and thanks very much to Sophie and her big muscles.
Houston Station, Jackson 2 for step 4.6.
We're with you, Jack.
4.6 asked me to install two more screws onto the adapter that's holding QD40 mic onto the new recycle tank. Just so you guys are tracking, I was able to put the screws into this adapter on the old one that I removed, but after I got it out, it was impinging on my ability to disconnect QD42 mic from the adapter. Like the adapter that's on 42 mic was getting hit by the mounting plate that QD40 is on. So presumably, if we're going to put this vent adapter on this new one, I'll need to take this QD40 mount plate off to put the adapter and put the QD on 42 mic, and then reinstall the adapter to place for QD40 mic. But even then, that the clearance was super tight. Just want to make sure that you guys really want this QD40 mic mounting plate installed on the recycle tank.
We're going to need a couple minutes, Jack. Thanks for the report. We'll work it down here.
Okay, sounds good.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Jack and Cuties.
Jack's on 2.
Hey, Jack, thanks for your report earlier. Just for your context, that bracket is actually just to prevent incidental loads on the QD. So if we're going to have you continue through 5.1, we'll take your assessment as to whether or not you think you need the bracket. If you think that clearance is too tight and you're not comfortable and you don't think you're going to have any loads on that QD, we're happy to have you continue without it.
Great. Yeah, that was going to be roughly my suggestion, that I do the install and get the recycle tank that adapter pack on, and then if I can put the bracket on afterwards, I think, you know, that would be fine if it's not actually going to physically touch that tank that adapter. I mean, it looks like we haven't had it on for quite a while, so presumably it's not doing any damage without it installed, but I can understand the desire to have something there if it will fit, and I will give that a go.
Yeah, Jack, we're happy with that plan, and let us know if you run into anything else.
Will do.
Station Houston on 2 for Jack and Cuties.
Houston, Station Jack on 2.
Hey, Jack, just a little bit of an additional request from our engineer folks down here. When you get to step 5.3, when you're mating those QDs, we recommend that you use the two-handed method. You really want to avoid any side loads if you end up foregoing that bracket.
Okay, 5.3, two-handed method to prevent any side loads into that bracket. And it actually looks like it's going to work out right now. The QD, the recycle tank vent adapter that's attached to QD42, there's a little bit of play in the rotation of it, and so I can rotate it a little bit so it does appear to, you know, have a millimeter gap with the bracket. So I think I'll put the second pair of screws into that QD40 bracket and torque them, and then I'll do step 5.3.
Yeah, we like that plan. Thanks, Jack. Hey, Jack, Houston with you on 2. Can you just let us know what step you're in your activity right now?
Yep, I'm with you. I've just finished 5.3. I got all four of those screws torqued, and I got the quick disconnect 40 connected, and I was working a little bit on the covers, the caps that come with these things, the wire ties that are holding them on from getting lost are like 15 inches too long. And they're kind of a big hassle when they get in there, so I was just doing some organization to get them tied back and secured. So I think I've just got one left and then closeouts.
Yeah, thanks for the status. Appreciate that.
Houston station ejects on 2 in step 7.8. The UPA fill drain valve is in the fill position. The compressor port is uncapped. We're go for ground reconfig.
All right. Thanks for that, Jack. Appreciate it. And just for your context, we've had this happen with the cuties a few months ago almost in the exact same way. So actually, I'm talking to no one because we have no comms. Hey, Jack, we're back with you on Space to Ground 2. We had a short LOS there. Thanks for the report. That's a good config for us. Just for your context, we had this issue with the QDs a few months ago, almost the exact same way, which is a little odd. So just for our records for next time and helping us build a forward plan, can you give us some data on how those QDs felt when you remated them? Any binding or catching? Was it hard?
Hey, maybe a little bit harder. Not something I would have mentioned or brought up had you asked or had you not asked, but they seem to go on pretty smoothly, and getting them off, like, Sylvie just had a different body position than me, so maybe just a slightly different leverage. Doesn't seem like anything, like them being reconnected had made them more, or I wouldn't have noticed anything different where they're reconnecting. Obviously, they were hard coming apart. That was a lot of words, and I'm not sure that was helpful.
All right. Thanks, Jack. That's actually more helpful than you think. I appreciate that. We'll let you carry on with your exercise.
All right. I'm going to start some stuff, and then I'm going to go get Swole.
Let's go, brother. Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Chris.
Chris on 2.
Hey, thanks, Chris. Give me a workout there going back and forth. Listen, just for your awareness and for that of the crew, we're going to have to slide your evening DPC to the right by 10 minutes to 1925. We're going to be starting some depressed operations in Payark, and we'll need some Russian crew help with that. And just let you know that depress will be happening over the next 3 days.
Copy. Thanks for the heads up. That's great news. And 1925 for DPC. Thank you very much.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Oh, they just put me in, too. Chris is about to call you on, too, Huntsville.
Huntsville. Chris on, too.
And she said she expected it to be spotty. They just configured my APU, so they obviously were able to.
And Jessica, we are with you on Space to Ground 2, and I think what we want to do is remove the board or just the foam in between the board, and if that will make it thin enough to go in. So if Chris wants to see which of that might work better.
Here, let me show you what she means. You can see it on these ones that aren't open yet.
Hey, Chris and Jessica, copy.
On 2 right now because they put me on 2. So there's... See this Teflon board, and then there's foam in between. Take out the foam. Do you think so? Taking out the foam will work? So do you want to do that?
Thank you.
Do we need to do that in the glove box, or do we? Can he just do it out here with cryo gloves on?
Well,
you have a cryo. They're not cold yet. Those aren't cold yet, so you should be able to do it without gloves. It came from here. Like, these next things are... Those are the... Well, I don't know about the substance.
So I think it might be easier to do an LSG because they have to check if we're allowed to do that in the aisleway.
Okay, we can do it in LSG. So put these gloves off. You want him to sandy cloth it before he puts it back in here? Or?
Negative. Negative. This is termination, so we can just do that.
That's just termination. Okay. AirCirc's still on. You turn it off. Okay, Chris has turned off AirCirc.
Can I respond? Copy that, and thank you. And hopefully removing that makes a difference.
Yeah, I can just pull it out, without taking it all apart, like while it's still all together. Oh, is it, like, glued on here, is it? I think it's...
And Jessica, if that is too difficult to remove, I think we would try just getting rid of the rapid freeze board.
Okay. Let's see. Yeah, it's all glued together. Unless it's something that happened in the freezer, but it's not possible to take the foam out.
That is likely, yeah. I think let's just get rid of the whole rapid freeze board.
Okay.
All right, so I'll just line them up. But are they, how wide is the slot? Okay, so you think that will work? Okay, you think this is going to work? You're good with this, Shakini?
So wait, I did not copy that completely.
I tried to show you in the camera, but we didn't have the camera. So they're in the bag, the ports are not overlapping, but I put them as close together as I can because otherwise they'll be too, you know, you can't put all five across or they'll be too wide.
Copy that.
You can finagle them a little bit if you have to. You can get air search. And then give them back to him and we'll try that again.
Yeah. Copy that. And Jessica, if there is still no joy, what we can do is just get the door as much closed as possible, and we only need 5 minutes to get it quickly frozen, and then we can do the Melfi transfer.
I'm still on 2 right now, my ATU, but Chris could change it back to 3 when he gets done, or the ground can change it.
Yeah. So if Chris has no joy, what he can do is just close the door as much as he can, and all we need is 5 minutes for it to get rapidly frozen, and then we can do that Melfi transfer.
Okay, he got them in. So we'll get set up for the Melfi transfer. Your iPad's yes. Right here.
You guys are our heroes. Thank you so much.
Okay. So.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Sophie.
Go ahead on 2.
Hey, we're ready down here for your Yedive swap.
I'm ready to do the activity. And from Sophie on 2 for checking 3.1.
We're going 3.1, Sophie.
Okay, go 3.1, and the new Yedive is 1487, 1487.
1487. Thank you.
Good read that.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Jack and Odyssey Ops.
So Chris on 2.
Hey Chris, we were actually calling for Jack. He is up next for the Odyssey Ops. If you see him.
Yeah, I'm taking care of that because his prior region activity went super long, so I'm gonna just keep going with Odyssey.
Excellent. When we are ready for that next one, it's 8:16 on his timeline.
Copy and work.
Station Sophie on 2 for Oxford Yedive.
We're with you on 2, Sophie.
So the urine transfer compressor hose is connected to Podesta Devnina on Yedive, and that's the task complete.
Awesome. Great work, Sophie. Thank you.
And thank you very much to you. I'm sorry for the slight delay for the initial part. I was doing the recording of the EWPA and stuff.
No worries. You appreciate it.
Okay.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Sophie and Yedive.
Right on 2.
Hey, Sophie. Sorry to bring you back to this. We did some ground commanding, but we don't have any fluid movement. So could we have you go verify in step 3.7.5 that the compressor hose is mated to the double green labeled 2?
Okay, I will go check mine out. Houston from Sophie, that's a very good check. Thank you for catching this. It was not properly mated. Now I did the mating again and the checking, and it was good. I'll give you a check on the other one, and it seems good as well. So, but thanks for catching this.
Awesome, thanks so much.
Want me to stay in the vicinity to be sure that it's all working?
We're going to do another transfer, Sophie, but no need for you to hang out. You can carry on with your other activities.
Okay, and just as a question, just to be sure that the config here is what we are expecting. There's another hose that is not connected that is called 2UPA fill drain compressor port. This one is not connected. Is that expected?
In the sequencing that we're in right now, Sophie, that is a good config, but thanks for letting us know.
Okay, great news. Thank you.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Jack. At your convenience with the timeline delta.
Houston, Chris on 2. I can take that call for Jack. I think he's in his exercise.
Just while you're exercising there, we're not going to be ready for your pink activity, the regen. We'll call you into that later.
Okay, and Houston, this is Chris on 2. Just give me or Sophie a call. We'll let Jack finish his exercise, and we'll do that whenever that comes up.
My bad, Chris. Thank you so much.
No problem.
Houston, Station Jack's on 2 with storage questions.
We're with you. Go ahead.
A day or two ago, I did a big PMM dive and grabbed a bunch of things out and temp stowed them in day one for all the stowage Dragon Soldier did yesterday and today. Now that we've caught up on that, there is one lingering item, the stone temp stow bag. It's a CIR DC check gas bottle, serial number 2006. And I think we ended up having to go back in the CMM to grab one of these gas bottles with a different serial number, so I presume that I just grabbed this one in error. So I want to double-check that it's true and that it doesn't belong in Dragon, and then where does it belong in the CMM? And, yeah, obviously no rush on that answer. Thanks.
We'll track that down for you, Jack. Thanks for letting us know.
Thanks.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Jessica. We are ready for that Melfi insert, if you are.
Sure, could you talk me on to where that is on the timeline again, please?
Absolutely. It is at 1930 on Jack's timeline.
1930, okay, I see it.
Thank you very much.
Awesome. I'm Huntsville Station on 2 for Melfi.
Go ahead, on 2.
Just double checking that Melfi location, since it's at 2 degrees, maybe that's okay, but there is an item in there. It looks like an oscillating cartridge, and the ice bricks are, of course, at like negative 32, so is that really where you want me to put them?
And Jessica, for those ice bricks, we actually want Melfi 1, and then 03, tray A, section 1, 2.
Okay, copy. Yeah, I see that.
And Station Huntsville on Station Ground 2 for Jessica.
I think I know what you're going to say, and I did get them in Melfi 1 in the end, 3 alpha 1, 2 in Melfi 1.
Perfect. And then can we just confirm that the samples went in the Melfi 2, the aft location doer 2?
It was, yeah, let me just double check the procedure. That's where I stand by.
And we copy.
Put in the procedure was Melfi 2, 2 alpha 3, 4, correct?
That is correct for the samples.
Okay, and I'm pretty sure that's where I put them, but now since I went to those other Melfis after for the ice bricks, I might have to go check, but I'm pretty sure that is correct.
And we copy. Yeah, if you wouldn't mind double-checking just to be super sure, we would love that.
Okay, I'm like 99.9% sure I remember being there at Melfi 2, but I will go double-check. And yes, Huntsville's are in the correct location in 2 alpha 3 4.
Excellent. Thank you so much. We saw some notifications down here. We wanted to just make sure everything was perfect. Thank you.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2. Jack, I see you there. We're a little late, but we're ready for your last regen activity, either now or after DPC.
Station copies. We'll go for the regen activity, and we'll knock that out right after DPC.
Awesome. Thank you.
Houston, Station Jack's on 2.
We're with you.
For the recycle tank drain, the fill drain valve position is in process, and the UPA fill drain valve compressor port is connected to the hose with the red stripes.
That's a good config. Thank you very much.
All right, and for WHC, our uses are currently at 97125, and my drain bag was 95% full.
Those are good numbers. Thank you, Jack, and have a great night.
Thanks. You too.